Went ahead over the weekend, and the winner of the City of Gold Coast joins us right now. It's Mr. Tom Tate. Re-elected. It's Tom Tate.
Ah, Tommy! Well done, Tom. Congratulations. Another term. But look, the city at the moment really does need that that leader, that somebody that has been in the game, and it's a tough time. But well done on a good win.
Yeah, thanks, mate. There's no doubt about it. Straight back into work today and start looking through what else we can do to help the community. You know, even little things like, you know, we want our parks to have hand washing, you know, everywhere, sanitizer in the toilets, you know, all the fundamental things that I look at. The homeless, we've got to look at that. And of course, the bigger picture is the retweaking the budget to suit this kind of environment.
Tom, it's like you said yesterday, this isn't a time of celebration. It's about rolling the sleeves and getting it done. How was the vibe? It must have been a lot different since last time you won.
Oh, very much so. Then again, you know, each race has different flavour, and the 2012 was, you know, a very high quality standard with three sitting councillors, and it was a victory that people said, I came from behind. This one here, it's a basically minimal spend, concentrating on COVID-19 and, of course, Ruth's health. So the election wasn't in the forefront of my mind. It's basically people know who I am, what I'm willing to do, and you know, leave it to their wisdom. And that's just a totally different atmosphere.
And Tom, looking at, there's a lot of the divisions aren't decided yet. They're still counting a lot of them, and which is good because that means people are very passionate and competitive. But how do you kind of start really looking at the city? Because what you do now, it's going to be totally different in 2 months. It's going to be totally different in 6 months. You realistically, you've got to act just on the now, because in 6 months, the city's going to be in a totally different headspace.
You're right, Spider, and that's getting ready to recalibrate every time the Prime Minister and the Premier has adopted a different strategy to combat this COVID-19. And what it means is that look at what resource we have available. That doesn't mean money. It means our personnel. Now, we've got a lot of health workers there. Do we take over the community hall at Albert, clean it up now, and that becomes a testing centre? Now we've got more testing kits. Our people who works on roads, stop on that for a minute, go and help the police down the border and control the border. They're the sort of things that outside the ambit of normal council work, but it's no longer just council work. It's really Queensland and protecting our territory from COVID-19.
Well, you already have your task force up and running. What do you think about the other candidates? I think it was poor taste that Mona Hickey came out of the weekend basically saying to those who voted for you, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you people? Actually attacking the voters over it? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I understand all that. But all I could say to everyone who puts up their hand, whether it's a mayoralty or candidates in different division, I want them to focus now on serving the community in another capacity. If they're passionate in another local part, forget about the race you didn't win. Start on the race how you can help the city and add value to the city.
Yes.
Forget lamenting and this and that. It's not about you. It's about the city. So let's move forward like that, you know.
Yeah, well, Tom, as the people's man to the mayor, I've got your back. Don't worry. I'm here to help
you.
Oh, here we go. You know where to find us, 13 2710. Anytime you want anything, Tom, you give us a ring, because as the people's mayor, I'm more than willing to, you know, like, I'm right behind you.
Here we go.
Yeah, I know, Spidey. And, you know, you've got the election or something for music. Mate, can you put on my first request, can you put on John, I'm Still Standing for me?
Oh, there we go. Hey, John, I'm still standing.
As the mayor and as the people's mayor, I can do anything you want. It's on, Tommy. Enjoy it.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. See you guys.
Yeah, bye. Thanks, Tom. And love to Ruth, too. It was amazing seeing her stoic standing there next to you and all the poor bruises on her face from her fall. But I love to Ruth.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. I'll let her know. You can never know.